And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 27th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Frank O'Hara, born Baltimore in 1926, or rather, it's the day on which he celebrated his birthday, though he was actually born in March, but his parents lied to him, said he was born 3 months later so he would not find out he was conceived out of wedlock. It's the birthday of Alice McDermott, born in Brooklyn, 1953, author of Charming Billy and the novel Someone, both set in Brooklyn. Alice McDermott, who said, "We're all novices when we start a new work." It's the birthday of the poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, born Dayton, Ohio, 1872, one of the first African-American writers to gain popular recognition in this country. He was the only black student at his high school in Dayton, but he was elected president of the class, editor of the high school newspaper. After graduating, supported himself as an elevator operator, published his first poetry collection in 1892, sold it himself to the passengers on his elevator. It's the birthday of the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936, near Buffalo. When she was 22, she married a philosophy professor, Fred Clifton. They had six young children. She came out with her first book when she was 33. It was called Good Times, and the New York Times named it one of the 10 best books of that year. It's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880. When she was about a year and a half old, she came down with an illness, possibly scarlet fever, that left her blind and deaf. Nonetheless, she and her teacher and companion, Anne Sullivan, went off to Radcliffe College, 1899. She published 14 books, also went on vaudeville tours, which she enjoyed. Helen Keller has been portrayed mainly as an inspirational figure struggling and overcoming the adversity of handicaps. But she was a political person. She was a member of the Socialist Party. She was opposed to World War I. She was one of the first members of the American Civil Liberties Union. Here's a poem for today by Clint Margrave, to the student who asked why he earned a C on an essay about love. Because love has its own grammar, its own sentences, some that run on too long, others just fragments. It uses a language not always appropriate or too informal and often lacks clarity. Love is punctuated all wrong, changes tenses abruptly, relies heavily on the first person, can be redundant, awkward, full of unnecessary repetition. Every word is compounded, every phrase transitional. Love doesn't always know the difference between lie and lay. Its introductions sometimes lack a well-developed thesis. Its claims go unfounded. Its ad hominem attacks call in question its authority. With a style that's inconsistent, a voice either too critical or too passive, love is a rough draft in constant need of revision, whose conclusion rarely gives any sense of closure or reveals the lingering possibilities of a topic that always expects high praise and more often than not fails to be anything but average. A poem to the student who asked why he earned a C on an essay about love, by Clint Margrave, from his collection Salute the Wreckage, published by NYQ Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.